Never voted before? Don't worry about it. It's easy and we'll guide you through it.
First step is really to be excited about your first opportunity to choose your government.
That was the Independent Electoral Commission's Deputy Chief Electoral Officer, Mawethu Moseri. He's agreed to help us guide you through the process of getting registered and making your mark.
Your second step is then go and register and be on the voter's roll. Even if you've not decided whether you will actually vote or you will not vote. Even if you've not decided among so many political parties which party you will vote for.
Your final opportunity to register to vote and to get on the voter's roll is this weekend, the 18th and 19th of September. So don't miss out. Here's how you do it.
And now to be on the voter's roll, for this election, we've introduced a very convenient registration as a voter platform. Obviously, it's available to people with internet access on their smartphones and other mobile devices, but also on your computer at home or at work, where you go to www.elections.org.za. And then look for a link that says register to vote. In a few minutes, you could do that. But also, we encourage people to go to our offices in the local municipalities during working hours to go register there. But beyond that, we open voting stations for purposes of voter registration so that you are on the voter's roll and you are registered. When you register, remember that you can't go to any voting station you like. You must go to the voting station of where you reside, where you go home to rest at night. That's your voting station where you should register.
So you can now register online at an IEC office in your area or at your local voting station. To be eligible to register, you must be a South African citizen. You must be at least 16 years old to register, but no younger than 18 to actually vote. And you must have a green or barcoded ID book, smart card ID, or valid temporary identity certificate. Once you're accepted onto the voter's roll, you're officially allowed to take part in South Africa's democracy, and you can now make your mark on November 1st. But what do you do until that day?
The third step that you would need to take is then to inform yourself on the voting process, that you need to carry your ID, you will appear on the voter's roll. We will, using our machines, check that you are a registered voter, and then we will allow you to vote. And voting process, if it's municipal elections, people in the big cities like your Cape Town, your Johannesburg, your Durban, will only have two ballots to vote on. And those outside of those big cities will have three ballots to vote on. You need to then inform yourself about all of those details of the voting station.
So here's how it works. On election day, you go to the voting station at which you've registered. You can check out where that is on the IEC's official site under their Voters tab. Show your green or barcoded South African ID book or temporary identification certificate to the voting officer, who'll scan it with a little machine to make sure that you really are on the voter's roll. The voting officer checks that your name appears on the voter's roll. If you are not on the voter's roll but have proof that you have registered, the presiding officer must validate your proof of registration. If she or he is satisfied with the proof, you will be made to complete a form and then be allowed to continue the process as usual. Your name will be marked off on the roll, your ID will be stamped on the second page, and your thumbnail will be inked to make sure that you can only vote once. You will be given stamped and approved ballots. You'll take your ballots to the voter's box, make your vote, deposit the ballots in the ballot box for counting later. But now, who do you vote for on the day? Well, Moseri says that you won't know who the best candidate is until you've done your proper homework.
Fourthly, you must then make sure that you attend all these political campaigns and understand really who to vote for and make an informed decision. Lastly, you would need to know also how we will allocate seats, how we will count the votes, where we will count the votes. Obviously, votes are counted at the voting station. As we count, there are party agents, people who are watching the officials of the commission as they count to make sure that they are not miscounting the ballots. So know what happens with the count, know how then the seats are allocated to political parties.
The IEC's official website details the kinds of ballots you can expect, who will be contesting for the right to govern your area, how votes are weighted, and a lot more. Check out their Voters tab for information on registration this weekend to ensure that you get a chance to take part in South Africa's democracy. Mosri has also assured us that COVID-19 safety protocols will be followed at the voting stations, but that no voter has to be vaccinated to take part in this year's elections.
For this election 2021, we are also saying inform yourself on the protocols and the regulations to prevent the spread of COVID-19. We have to make our voting stations COVID-19 friendly in that there shouldn't be transmission that takes place at our voting stations. And we will do so by ensuring that there's social distancing, there is indeed sanitizing, and everyone is wearing a mask.
If you follow these easy steps, you will be a registered and well-informed voter with a say in what happens in your community. For Times Live Podcasts, I am Paige Muller.